Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Narayanam Namaskritya. Naram Cheva Narottamam. Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam. Tato Jaya Mudiraye. Nashta Prayeshva Badrishu. Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. Bhagavatyutamashloke. Bhaktir Bhavati Nashtiki. Yam pravrajanta manupeta mapeta krityam dvaipayana virahakatara juhava putreti tan mayatayo taravo vinedus tam sarvabhuta hridayam munimana tosmi. Okay, I'll just Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
आज हम थोड़ा भागवतम प्रवचन भागवतम का प्रवचन दूंगा Our verse today is Canto 1, Srimad Bhagavatam, Chapter 18, Maharaj Parikshit cursed by Brahmana boy, Text 41.
श्लोक नंबर 41 है 18वां अध्याय है इसका लेखक ब्राह्मण बालिक द्वारा महाराज परीक्षित को शाप
निशम्य शब्दम अतरार्थम नरेंद्रम
स्वशम्य शब्दम नरेंद्रम
स्वब्राह्मणो नत्मजम अभ्यानंदत Aho batam aho mahat adyam te kritam. Alpi asi drona. Drona urur damo drita.
Alpi asi drona urur damo drita.
Okay. Maybe you can just read verse by verse, word by word. Yeah, maybe. Maybe it's better. Yeah, word by word. First.
First canto, 18 chapter, 41. Atharva adhyaya hai, 41 shlok hai.
Nishamya.
Nishamya.
Sunkar.
Saptam.
Saptam.
Shapit.
Shapit.
Atat artham.
Atat artham. कभी भी त्रस्कत नहीं
नर इंद्रम
मधिष्ठ में शेष राजा को
सहा
वह
ब्राह्मण
ब्राह्मण ऋषि
ना
नहीं
आत्मजम
अपने पुत्र को
अपना पुत्र को
अभ्यानंदत
बधाई दी
आहो
हाय
बता
दुखद
अम्हा
पाप
महात
बड़ा
अद्या
आज
ते
तुम्हारा
कृतम
किया गया
अल्पियसी
नगण्य शूद्र
द्रोहे
अपराध
उरुहु
बहुत बड़ा
दामः
दंड
धृतः
किया गया
Translation The father heard from his son that the king has been cursed, although he should never have been condemned, for he was the best among all human beings. The rishi did not congratulate his son, but on the contrary, began to repent, saying, "Alas, alas, what a great sinful act was performed by my son. He was awarded heavy punishment for an insignificant offense."
पिता ने अपने पुत्र से सुना कि राजा को शाप दिया गया है, यद्यपि उसे इस तरह त्रस्त नहीं किया जाना था, क्योंकि वह समस्त मनुष्यों में श्रेष्ठ था। ऋषि ने अपने पुत्र को बधाई नहीं दी, अपितु उल्टे वह यह कहकर पछताने लगा, हाय मेरे पुत्र ने इतना बड़ा पाप कर्म कर दिया। उसने एक तुच्छ अपराध के लिए इतना भारी दंड दे दिया है।
Purport by His Divine Grace, Sri Bhaktivedanta Srila Prabhupada Ki. The king is the best of all human beings. Bali, bali.
Raja sare manushya mein shreshth hota hai.
He is the representative of God and he is never to be condemned for any of his actions.
Vah Ishwar ka pratinidhi hai aur usse kisi bhi karya ke liye tiraskrit नहीं किया जाना चाहिए।
In other words, the king can do no wrong.
दूसरे शब्दों में राजा कोई त्रुटि नहीं कर सकता।
The king may order hanging of a culprit son of a brahmana, but he does not become sinful for killing a brahmana.
राजा ब्राह्मण के अपराधी बालक को फांसी की सजा का आदेश दे सकता है, किंतु ब्राह्मण हत्या का पापी नहीं बन सकता।
Even if there is something wrong with the king, he is never to be condemned.
यदि राजा कभी कुछ त्रुटि कर भी बैठे, तो भी उसकी अवमानना नहीं होनी चाहिए।
A medical practitioner may kill a patient by mistaken treatment, but such a killer is never condemned to death.
एक चिकित्सक गलत उपचार से किसी रोगी को मार सकता है, लेकिन ऐसे मारने वालों को कभी मृत्यु दंड नहीं दिया जाता।
So what to speak of a good and pious king like Maharaja Parikshit? In the Vedic way of life, the king is trained to become Rajarshi or great saint, although he is a ruling king. He is ruling as a king.
जीवन की वैदिक शैली में राजा को राजर्षि बनने का प्रशिक्षण दिया जाता है, यद्यपि वह राजा के रूप में शासन कर रहा होता है।
It is the king only by whose good government the citizens can live peacefully and without any fear.
केवल राजा द्वारा चलाए जा रहे उत्तम शासन में प्रजा शांतिपूर्वक तथा निर्भय रह सकती है।
The Rajarshis would manage their kingdom so nicely and piously that their subjects would respect them as if they were the Lord.
राजशिकर अपने राज्य की व्यवस्था इतने सुचारू रूप से तथा पवित्रता से करते थे कि प्रजा उनका वैसा ही आदर करती थी मानो वे भगवान हो।
That is the instruction of the Vedas. The king is called Narendra or the best among human beings.
यही वेदों का आदेश है, राजा को नरेंद्र या मनुष्य में श्रेष्ठ सर्वश्रेष्ठ कहा जाता है।
How then a king like Maharaja Parikshit should be condemned by an inexperienced, puffed-up son of a brahmana, even though he had attained the powers of a qualified brahmana?
तो फिर महाराज परीक्षित जैसे राजा को किस तरह एक अनुभवहीन गर्वित ब्राह्मण बालक अपमानित कर सकता था, भले ही उसे योग्य ब्राह्मण का तेज क्यों न प्राप्त हो चुका हो?
Since Shamika Rishi was an experienced good brahmana, he did not approve the actions of his condemned son.
क्योंकि शमिक ऋषि एक अनुभवी उत्तम ब्राह्मण थे, अतएव उन्होंने अपने इस अधम पुत्र के कार्य का समर्थन नहीं किया।
He began to lament for all that his son has done.
अपितु अपने पुत्र के किए हुए पर पश्चाताप करने लगे।
The king was beyond the jurisdiction of curses as a general rule, and what to speak of a good king like Maharaja Parikshit.
सामान्य नियम के अनुसार राजा श्राप की सीमा से परे होता है, तो फिर महाराज परीक्षित जैसे उत्तम राजा के विषय में क्या कहा जाए?
The offense of the king was most significant, and his being condemned to death was certainly a very great sin for Sringi.
राजा का अपराध अत्यंत नगण्य था, और उसे मृत्युदंड देना सचमुच ही Sringi के लिए बहुत बड़ा पाप था।
Therefore, Rishi Shamika regretted the whole incident.
इसीलिए शमिक ऋषि की पूरी घटना पर पश्चाताप था।
नमो विष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रस्थाय भूतले श्रीमाते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वतीदेवे गौरवाणि प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषशून्यवादे पश्चाद्यदेशतरिणे पञ्चकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्येव च पतितनां पवनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे अजानुलंबित भुजो कनकावदात संकीर्तनाय कपितरो कमलाय दक्ष विश्वंभरो द्विजवरो युगधर्म पाल वंदे जगत प्रिय करो करुणावतार यंतः प्रदिश्य मम वाचम मम प्रसुप्तम संजीवयात अखिल शक्ति दरः स्वनम्न अन्यांश्च हस्त चरणा श्रवणा त्वागादिं प्रणाम नमो भगवते पुरुषाय तुभ्यं हरे कृष्ण मैं बहुत खुशी हूँ आपके साथ प्रवचन देने के लिए मैं अंग्रेजी का प्रवचन दूंगा लेकिन सबसे पहले दो तीन वाक्य हिंदी में मैं प्रयास बहु कर सकता हूँ We're reading the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, which is very important for understanding Srimad Bhagavatam.
So, पहला स्कंद है, वो एक्चुअली बहुत ही महत्वपूर्ण है पूरा श्रीमद् भागवतम को समझने के लिए.
Because in the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, the main topic of the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam is about how to understand Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam, hearing Srimad Bhagavatam and speaking Srimad Bhagavatam is the main sadhana for devotees.
श्रीमद् भागवतम का श्रवण करना और फिर उसके बारे में बोलना ये जो सबसे मुख्य एक सबसे मुख्य साधना है
because this is not just reading ordinary book, listening ordinary book, speaking ordinary book. This is the direct experience of God, which is contained in this book, and we can see God just by listening Srimad Bhagavatam, just by hearing Srimad Bhagavatam.
तो वो तो ये जो एक साधारण पुस्तक नहीं है कि हम उसको जैसे पढ़ लिया, फिर उसको सुन लिया, फिर उसके बारे में कुछ बोल दिया. Actually ये जो प्रत्यक्ष रूप से भगवान का वाणी है, और जब हम उसका सुनते हैं, श्रीमद् भागवतम श्रवण करते हैं, तो प्रत्यक्ष भगवान का हम दर्शन कर सकते हैं.
Srila Prabhupada says that if you really do it properly, if your consciousness is attuned to understand Srimad Bhagavatam, then you will be able to see Krishna directly to have this Sakshatkar darshan of Krishna, direct experience of Krishna on every page of Srimad Bhagavatam.
Srila Prabhupada ne yahan pe bataya bahut hi gambhirta se ki agar hum ye Srimad Bhagavatam bahut dhyan se uska pathan kare, uska shravan kare, to har page mein, har uske pustak ke har ek prashn mein hum Bhagwan Krishna ka sakshat darshan ho sakta hai.
So therefore, the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam is explaining how to do it properly so that something very significant will change within your heart. Otherwise, when we live the ordinary course of life and if we just occasionally or casually read Srimad Bhagavatam, this parivartan will not take place. This change within the heart will not take place. And as a result, we will not see Krishna in this life and we will not remember Him at the moment of death. And Srimad Bhagavatam itself, it says that the success of human life is Ante Narayana Smritih, to remember about God at the end of our life. Ante Narayana Smritih. Lakshya bhi, lekin safalta, hamari safalta.
So isme jo iski safalta bhi, iske upar nirbhar karti ki hum kis tarah se Srimad Bhagavatam ka pathan aur shravan karte hain. Safalta hamari jo bhagwan ke ant samay mein jivan ke narayan ki smriti ki jo safalta hai, usi ke upar nirbhar karti hai.
So many people, they live their life in vain. And the vyarth.
So kitne log hai jo unka jo jivan hai vyarth hi apna jivan vyatit karte hain, kai log.
The human form of life is very important and very valuable, but the real success of human form of life is Ante Narayana Smritih, to remember about Narayana.
So, the life is very valuable. The humble life that we have got, its success is when we remember Narayana.
And it's not so easy to remember about God at the end of the life.
और इतना ये सरल नहीं है, इतना आसान नहीं है कि अब जीवन के अंतिम भगवान का याद करना.
King Kulashekhar says, Krishna Tvadiya Padapanka Japanjaratnam Tadyaiva Nevishatam Manasa Rajahamsa Pranaprayana Samaye Kapavata Pite Kantava Rodana Vidho Smaranam Kutaste. King Kulashekhar.
Raja Kulashekhar ne bataya hai ki kaise jab hum ante samay hota hai to us time hamari jo awaaz hai, hamari jo dhwani hai, pura gale mein gala gund jata hai, gale se hame awaaz nahi nikalti hai, to aise samay bahut hame kasht hota hai us time mein, aur kasht ke samay mein kaise bhagwan ka smaran kar sakte hain fir.
Kasht ke samay bhagwan ka smaran. Srimad Bhagavatam is teaching us how to do this, how we can be sure that we will remember about God at the moment of death.
So Srimad Bhagavatam hame ye sikhata hai, hame ye batata hai ki hum kaise ant samay mein bhagwan ko kaise smaran kar sakte
hain. And of course the main sadhana for this is to hear Srimad Bhagavatam constantly, Nityam Bhagavata Seva.
उसका जो मेन हमें जो अभ्यास करना है वो है कि हमें नित्य भागवत से हमेशा लगातार भागवतम श्रवण करती रहने का.
But not only hear, but hear in a proper mood.
सिर्फ श्रवण सुनना ही हमें पर्याप्त नहीं है, लेकिन उसके जो हमारे भाव है वो उसका सही भाव से हमें सुनना है, श्रवण करना.
Srila Prabhupada uses one phrase, He says one should learn the art of submissive hearing.
तो बोलते हैं एक है ना कैसे हम है ना बहुत ही नम्र भाव से सुनने की जो ये कला हमें सबको सीखना चाहिए. श्री प्रभुपाद हमेशा बोलते थे.
And submissive hearing means that we should hear and at the same time accept what is being said, but at the same time deeply think about what is being said to us, what is the message.
तो बोले ये जो नम्र रूप से जो श्रवण का अर्थ ये है कि हम उसको बहुत ही नम्रता से उसको ग्रहण करें और फिर उसके ऊपर हम पूरा ध्यान समाधिस्थ हो जाए कि उसमें क्या कहा गया है और कैसे अपने उसको फिर अपने जीवन में उतारे. ये उसका अर्थ है.
Submissive hearing doesn't mean blind hearing, when we just blindly accept everything which is being said.
तो नम्र रूप से श्रवण का अर्थ ये नहीं है कि हम अंधा गमन करना, अंधविश्वास के साथ जो हमें बोलता है कि बस अंधा गमन मतलब अंधविश्वास के साथ उसको बस विश्वास करना, उसके ऊपर श्रद्धा कर देना.
Submissive hearing means that we, with very grateful heart, accept the message. But at the same time, think very deeply what Srimad Bhagavatam wants to tell us. What is there for me? What I am supposed to do after hearing Srimad Bhagavatam?
ये जो श्रवण करते हैं, जो नम्रता रूप से उसका ये भी अर्थ है कि हम श्रीमद् भागवतम को कितना किस भाव से उसको हम सुनते हैं, उसको समाधिस्थ होते हैं, उसके बारे में बहुत नमन उसका जो है ना मग्न हो जाते हैं, उसके बारे में सोचते सोचते रहते हैं और फिर कैसे मुझे भागवतम क्या बोल रहा है हमें और हमें कैसे जीवन में उसको उतारूं और अपने आप में कैसे परिवर्तन करूं.
And submissive hearing means that I should do according to what Bhagavatam wants me to do, that I should act accordingly.
तो नंबर रूप से श्रवण का अर्थ ये भी है कि हम कैसे जीवन भागवतम में जो बताया गया उसको उसके हिसाब से जीवन कैसे निर्वाह करूं और जीवन में कैसे उतारूं.
So there are two main topics in this first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, which I wanted to speak briefly before we talk about this verse. One topic is, what is the qualification of the speaker, proper speaker of Srimad Bhagavatam, and what is the qualification of hearing Srimad, hearer of the Srimad Bhagavatam?
तो पहला जो बताया गया जो विषय है उसमें जो वक्ता है उसकी क्या योग्यता है, उसके बाद जो श्रोता है उसकी क्या योग्यता है, उसके बारे में बताया गया
है. Because only if the speaker is proper and the hearer is proper, then the real experience of Srimad Bhagavatam can take place, and we will really take this, you know, parivartan will take place in our heart. This change in our heart will take place.
तो अगर जो वक्ता है अगर वो पूर्ण है, वो भी दक्ष है, और श्रोता वो भी दक्ष है, दोनों अगर दक्ष है और पूर्ण है, तो जो भागवतम का जो जो सही सही जो उसका अर्थ है, वो हमें समझ में आएगा और हमारे जीवन में परिवर्तन आएगा.
And therefore, in Srimad Bhagavatam, in the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, three pairs of hearer and speaker of Srimad Bhagavatam is being described.
Srimad Bhagavatam is shrota and bhakta, unki jo yogyata hai, unke bare mein uska varnan kiya gaya
hai. So the first speaker of Srimad Bhagavatam is Suta Goswami, described in Srimad Bhagavatam itself, and his audience, hearers of Srimad Bhagavatam, is sages of the forest of Naimisharanya, headed by Shaunak Rishi.
सुत गोस्वामी है और जो वहां पे जो श्रोता गण है वो नैमिषारण्य के ऋषि हैं, जहाँ पे जो शौनक ऋषि उनको उनका जो उत्तराधिकार कर रहे हैं.
And it's interesting if we very carefully study how Srimad Bhagavatam describes both of them, we will see that these listeners or hearers of Srimad Bhagavatam, they have some tinge of material desires.
इसमें पता रहे कि श्रीमद् भागवतम में जो अभी जो श्रोता गण है उनको जो भौतिक इच्छा है, थोड़ी सी भावी भौतिक इच्छा है.
They themselves say that we are doing this sacrifice, and this sacrifice is a karmakanda sort of sacrifice for the welfare of us and other human beings.
इसलिए वो खुद ही वहां पे एक्चुअली स्वीकार कर रहे हैं कि हम जो भी यहाँ पे जो कर रहे हैं, यहाँ पे यज्ञ कर रहे हैं, हवन कर रहे हैं, तो उसका जो उद्देश्य उसका लक्ष्य तो यही है कि हम अपना हमारा खुद का कर्म कांड जो कल्याण जैसे होता है वैसे
And they say that because of this sacrifice, our mind and our body become smoked, dumra. The smoke contaminates our mind, our intelligence and our body. In other words, they themselves say that we are not completely pure. Our motivation is not 100% pure. There is some tinge of material desires in us.
So, ये उन्होंने स्पष्ट रूप से बता रहे हैं कि हमारा जो लक्ष्य है, हमारा जो उद्देश्य है, वो पूरा शुद्ध नहीं है वो. इसलिए कि हमें भी भौतिक इच्छा है थोड़ी सी भौतिक इच्छा है, हम अशुद्धता है हमें.
And therefore, what is being stressed in the beginning with this first pair of speaker of Srimad Bhagavatam and listener of Srimad Bhagavatam is the qualification of the speaker. Suta Goswami is glorified in Srimad Bhagavatam, in the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, in the first chapter, in very much that he is so learned and he knows everything, and then he strictly follows parampara system. This is the qualification of the speaker of Suta Goswami. Second pair of hearer and speaker of Srimad Bhagavatam is Vyasadeva and Narada Muni. And this is the next level. They are much higher than Suta Goswami and sages of Naimisharanya. And the Uttama hearer and Uttama speaker is Shukadev Goswami and Maharaja Parikshit. But here we can see that the qualification of speaker Shukadev Goswami is described very shortly in the seventh chapter of the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Very shortly that he was very renounced and everything. But the qualification of here, 13 chapters of the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam is describing basically the qualification of Maharaja Parikshit. And the main qualification of Maharaja Parikshit is that he was very determined to meet with Krishna in this lifetime. He, whatever he was looking for in this lifetime, he was only actually looking for Krishna. He only wanted to meet with Krishna and see Krishna.
तो इसी जीवन में एक्चुअली कृष्णा को देखना चाहते थे और कृष्णा के साथ रहना चाहते थे, कृष्णा से मिलन करना चाहते थे इसी जन्म में.
Therefore he is called Parikshit, the one who is always searching for Krishna, for God.
इसलिए उसका नाम रखा गया परीक्षित, जिसका अर्थ है कि जो हमेशा जो भगवान की खोज में रहता था और भगवान को हमेशा देखना चाहता था, भगवान से मिलना चाहता था.
And that should be our qualification. this ardent desire to meet with Krishna and not satisfaction in the heart until we meet with the Krishna, is the main qualification for proper hearer of Srimad Bhagavatam.
कृष्ण जब तक हमें नहीं मिलता तब तक संतुष्ट नहीं रहे सिर्फ हम कृष्ण के लिए तरसते रहें कृष्ण को देखने के लिए उत्सुकता बनी रहे हमारी हमेशा उसके लिए प्यासे बने रहे हम.
There is a little story in the Puranas about Maharaja Parikshit, how he was looking for Krishna while he was even a very small baby. While he was a baby, a small baby. We all know that Maharaja Parikshit saw Krishna in the womb of his mother Uttara.
So हम सबको ज्ञात है कि जब महाराज परीक्षित अपनी माँ पुत्रा के गर्भ में थे तभी उन्होंने कृष्ण का दर्शन किया था.
Not only he saw Krishna, but he was also saved by Krishna, and therefore he knew that Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead.
नहीं कृष्ण के द्वारा उनको कृष्ण को देखा यद्यपि कृष्ण के द्वारा उनका सुरक्षा भी हुई थी.
And therefore he was always looking for Krishna. So it is said that once Krishna came to Maharaja Yudhishthira's palace. And at that time Maharaja Parikshit was still a very small baby. And he was sitting on the lap of his grandfather, Maharaj Yudhishthir. And they were sitting together, Maharaja Parikshit was sitting, Maharaj Yudhishthir was sitting on his throne and Krishna was sitting next to him on another throne.
तो जो महाराज परीक्षित है वो अपने आसन पे बैठे हुए सिंहासन पे बैठे थे और जो परीक्षित को उसके बाजू में एक छोटा सा सिंहासन था उसके ऊपर बैठा था.
एंड लिटिल महाराज युधिष्ठिर महाराज युधिष्ठिर एंड कृष्णा दे वर सिटिंग नेक्स्ट टू ईच अदर.
तो कृष्णा उनके जो बाजू में जो सिंहासन था उस पर बैठा था कृष्णा.
And little Maharaja Parikshit was sitting on Maharaja Yudhishthira's lap.
लेकिन जो छोटे बालक थे जो परीक्षित वो उनकी गोदी में बैठे थे.
And he would look at Krishna's face.
वो कृष्णा का जो जो है चेहरा उनकी तरफ देखा होता है.
And he would start smiling.
और कृष्ण के मुख को देखते ही वो मुस्कान लगे.
He would become very happy.
और बहुत ही आनंदित हो गया.
But then he would look नीचे. He would look down and he would start crying. And then again he would look up in Krishna's face and he would start smiling again. And then again he would look down and he would start crying again. And ultimately Maharaja Yudhishthira asked Krishna, because Maharaja Parikshit at that time he couldn't speak, so he couldn't explain what he is doing. So he asked Krishna, Krishna, why is it so? Why he is smiling and then crying and then again smiling and then again crying?
So Maharaja Yudhishthira ko thoda aashcharya hua, aur ab to kyunki Parikshit to chote bale to wo to bol nahi sakte the. Isliye unhone Krishna se hi puch liya, ki ye na thodi thodi der mein muskurate hain, fir rona chalu kar dete hain.
And then Krishna said, because when he looks in my face, he recognizes that's me who saved him in the womb of his mother.
And
becomes very happy. But then he looks down and he sees that I only have two hands, not four hands.
तो देखते रहे ये व्यक्ति तो उसके तो से दो ही हाथ है लेकिन जो मैंने देखा उसके चार हाथ थे
whereas in the womb he saw me with four hands
तो जब गर्भ में था गर्भ में मैंने देखा कि चतुर्भुज रूप में आए थे
so then he thinks maybe it's somebody else and he becomes crying and he starts crying
इसलिए वो देखते रहे ये तो वो नहीं है लगता हो सकता कोई और
The point of this story is the same, you know, that Maharaja Parikshit main qualification was that he wanted to see Krishna, wanted to know Krishna. By all means, whatever it takes, he just wanted to see Krishna. And therefore, even in the middle of this big crisis which took place and is described in this chapter, he was not bewildered. He knew that now it's the time for me only to listen about Krishna from the lips of Sukadeva Goswami.
दुर्घटना हुई और इतनी बड़ी दुर्घटना उसको श्राप मिला तो उनको कोई उनको कुछ बचता हुआ कुछ ऐसा नहीं उनको कोई बहुत बड़ा आघात नहीं पहुंचा तो बहुत ही आनंदित हो गए चलो अभी मैं कृष्ण का बारे में सुनने के सिद्ध गोस्वामी मुख से श्रवण करने को मिलेगा कृष्ण
जस्ट इमेजिन दैट समबडी विल कम टू यू नाउ एंड विल टेल यू दैट ही विल डाई इन 7 डेज
आप जरा थोड़ा इसके कल्पना करो कि वही आपके समक्ष अभी आए और बोले आपको एक सप्ताह के अंदर आपको अभी मृत्यु होने वाली है
Somebody of you started laughing when I said this but probably you would not laugh when you hear this
अभी तो आप सब हंस रहे हो लेकिन जब ये आप सुनेंगे श्रवण करेंगे कि आपकी मृत्यु 7 दिन के अंदर होने वाली है तब आप मालूम पड़ेगा हंसना क्या होता है
Now you probably you would have so much turmoil in your head then it would be very difficult for you to start looking for Sukadeva Goswami. We have this experience, if we're a little disturbed, it's very difficult for us to read Srimad Bhagavatam because our mind is somewhere else. Recently, there was one Mataji in Moscow, and she was dying from cancer. And she was a doctor herself, and she knew what it means very well.
क्योंकि वह स्वयं एक्चुअली डॉक्टर थी चिकित्सक थी वो तो वो अच्छे ढंग से वो जानती थी उसको क्या हो गया है क्या होने वाला
है but the point is that I just recently spoke with your spiritual master he said she became when she found out about this even though she was a devotee she was chanting and everything but she was so disturbed in the mind that for the last few weeks she was just disturbed she was emotionally disturbed she was crying sometimes she couldn't concentrate on Srimad Bhagavatam
to bole main jab unke adhyatmik guru se jab meri charcha hui baat hui to jab unko jaise unko malum pada ki unko ye cancer ho gaya tha to unhone uska jo man itna zyada vichalit ho gaya tha ki wo kabhi ro rahi thi bahut dukhi ho gayi thi bahut chintit ho gayi thi wo
So the point is that it's not so easy to concentrate on God in the moment of death. Not so easy at all. And this is the most glorious qualification if we develop this desire, I want to know about God more and more and more, as Maharaja Parikshit had this desire.
इसलिए तुम्हारा सबसे बड़ा सौभाग्य होगा कि जैसे महाराज परीक्षित ज्यादा ज्यादा भगवान के बारे में जानना चाहते थे वैसे भी हमें भी ये हमेशा बहुत उत्सुकता होना चाहिए कि हम भी हमेशा भगवान को जानना चाहते हैं
And we can only develop this desire within ourselves if we have association with other devotees who have these desires.
तो हमें ये जो इच्छा तभी हमारे में इच्छा उत्पन्न होगी हमें जब उन भक्तों के साथ संग करें जिनको ऑलरेडी इच्छा की उत्पत्ति हो चुकी है, जो हमेशा कृष्ण को ही देखना चाहते हैं, कृष्ण के बारे में सुनना चाहते हैं, उनके साथ जब संग करेंगे ऐसे भक्तों के साथ.
Therefore, the second topic, the subsidiary topic, the second topic I will tell a little later, but the subsidiary topic of the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam is the importance of Sadhu Sangha, association of devotees. Srila Prabhupada was so emphatic about the need of association of devotees, then in the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam he says, if somebody thinks that he can become Krishna conscious without association of devotees, he has just hallucinations, he's just crazy. Therefore, in this 18th chapter of the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, there is this famous verse, Tulayama Lavena Pi, Nasvargam Napunar Bhavam, Bhagavat Sanghi Sanghasya. So this is the famous verse, which is the description of Sadhu Sangha. Tulayama Lavenapi, even the small association with the devotee of the Lord, it will give you much more than Svarga or Punarbhava, Apunarbhava, even more than Moksha. Bhagavat Sanghi Sanghasya, it's incomparable. It can give you something much more than any material benefit.
श्रीमद् भागवतम 18वें अध्याय में इसलिए कई जगहों पे इस वर्णन हुआ है श्लोक में, उसका यह अर्थ है कि एक अल्प जो संघ है, थोड़ा सा लव मात्र जो संघ है साधु का, वो आपको मोक्ष है या आपका स्वर्ग का जो सुख है, मोक्ष का सुख है उससे कई गुना ज्यादा, कई करोड़ गुना ज्यादा आपको उसका लाभ दे सकता है.
But the second most important topic of this first canto, first is the qualification of hearer and listener and speaker, and importance of sadhu sangha. But the second very important topic is Kali Yuga, the effect of Kali Yuga.
जो महत्व बताया गया है, लेकिन उसके बाद कलयुग का जो जो क्या उसका जो प्रभाव है हमारे पर पड़ता है, उसका भी वर्णन किया गया है.
From the very beginning, when the sages of Naimisharanya glorify Suta Goswami, they speak about Pranalpayushah Sabhya, and they say that Mandasumanda Matayo Mandabhagya Suhyupadruta. They describe the effect of Kali Yuga, that people in Kali Yuga completely deranged in their mind, they are very lazy spiritually, and it's very difficult for them to develop any spiritual inclination. So from the very beginning till the very end, this Kali Yuga is there. And in the personality of Maharaja Parikshit, these two qualities are very vividly described, that first of all, he was the ideal hearer of Srimad Bhagavatam, and second of all, he could drive away the effects of Kali Yuga. He was not affected by Kali Yuga.
इसमें जो महाराज परीक्षित थे, जो जो बहुत ही मुख्य है, जो योग्यताओं के बारे में बताया गया है, एक तो बस पूर्ण श्रोता थे, आदर्श श्रोता थे वो, और दूसरा ये कि वो जो कलयुग का जो प्रभाव है, जो सब लोगों को प्रभावित कर देता है, कलुषित करता है, वो उसके ऊपर तक कोई प्रभाव नहीं पड़ा कलयुग का, कलयुग से प्रभावित कभी नहीं हुआ कलयुग के प्रभाव से.
And these two qualifications, they are connected with each other, because in the third chapter of the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, it is said that when Krishna left and when Kali Yuga took place, Kalo Nashta Drisham Esha, then Puranarka Dunodipa, that Srimad Bhagavatam is the only means to dissipate the darkness of Kali Yuga. We're all living in this horrible time, terrible time of Kali Yuga, and basically day by day the influence of Kali Yuga becomes stronger and stronger and stronger. It's so degrading for the soul, for the heart, for human consciousness, and people becoming more and more and more degraded because of this influence. The heart becomes more and more dirty, and so many dirty things are coming to us constantly. Some years ago, I was driving in Delhi, and there was this huge, big advertisement about new movie. And there was half-naked woman there on the advertisement, and somebody, some man was chasing this woman or something like this. I don't remember what it was. But the title of this movie, intriguing title of this movie to incite the excitement in people was The End of Innocence.
लेकिन आप विश्वास करेंगे इसका जो जो सिनेमा का जो शीर्षक था उसका जो शीर्षक क्या था कि जो जो इनोसेंट को क्या बोले मासूम मासूम लोगों का अंत जो मतलब अच्छे लोगों का अंत ऐसा था उसका शीर्षक अच्छे लोगों का अंत है बस अभी
सो And I guess that's the title of Kali Yuga, The End of Innocence. There is hardly any innocence left in this Kali Yuga. Everyone is guilty, everyone is very sinful.
So, abhi Kali Yuga mein hamare hriday mein masumiyat bachi nahi, hamare hriday mein shuddhata bachi nahi hai. Sab pura gandagi bhar gayi hai.
And you know, little children, they start learning all these dirty things in their school even. And therefore Srila Prabhupada used to call schools as a slaughterhouses. Yeah, kasai ghar. Because this, what is being slaughtered in these schools is innocence of people, innocence of purity of the heart. And, you know, so many problems, and everyone is actually afraid of Kali Yuga. Everyone doesn't know what's going to happen. Yesterday I met with one very rich person here in Dubai, one very rich businessman, a friend of mine here in Dubai. So the first question which he asked me is very interesting. He said, what do you think, what this 2017 will bring to us? This 2017, this year, what it will bring.
So,
And I told him, nothing good it will bring to us. you know, Trump is there in America, what can you expect? And it's Kali Yuga, it's becoming more and more intense and more strange, year by year. There is no shanti, there is no peace in the heart. There is no purity in the heart. There is no nice feeling or nice relationship between the people in this Kali Yuga. Because Kali means quarrel, and everyone is just very agitated and quarreling all the time. Therefore, the question, one of the foundational questions of Srimad Bhagavatam is very important. Where do we find jnana and dharma in this Kali Yuga? How we can really imbibe the real knowledge as opposed to ignorance, and how we can really follow the proper path of religion which will bring us to the higher destination in this Kali Yuga. Therefore, the answer which is given to this question is very important. Kalo nashta drishayasha, for those people who are blinded by the influence of Kali Yuga, there is only one son, Srimad Bhagavatam. Therefore, again, as I said, Maharaja Parikshit is exemplary in this regard, because he showed that if we have this ardent desire to hear Srimad Bhagavatam, then we will not be influenced by Kali Yuga. We will live in Satya Yuga. So many people speak about Ram Rajya, how it was nice when Ram was there as a king. Yeah, now it was Ram Rajya, now it's Trump Rajya. And it's slightly different. But, you know, Ram Rajya, it's hard to expect that there will be some Ram Rajya in Kali Yuga. But still, your internal condition can be as if you are living under Ram, under the rule of Ram, if you are protected by Srimad Bhagavatam. Because symbolically it is described, when Maharaja Parikshit was ruling his kingdom, the Kali didn't have any influence. Why? Because of the rule of Maharaja Parikshit, because of his desire to listen to Srimad Bhagavatam.
तो बोलते इसलिए जब महाराज परीक्षित के राज्य में जब कलयुग आया भी तो कलयुग का प्रभाव उसके ऊपर बिल्कुल नहीं पड़ा उनके राज्य पर। क्यों? उसका कारण ये था कि उनकी जो हमेशा इच्छा रहती कि मैं कैसे श्रीमद् भागवतम का श्रवण करते रहूं हमेशा।
सो इफ द सेम डिजायर टू लिसन श्रीमद् भागवतम विल बी इन आवर हार्ट देन एट लीस्ट इन आवर लिटिल अपार्टमेंट little two-room apartment, influence of Kali Yuga will not be felt.
तो बोलते हैं अगर हमें ये श्रीमद् भागवतम को श्रवण करने की हमें बहुत ही तीव्र इच्छा बनी रहेगी अगर हमें और सुनते रहेंगे पठन करते रहेंगे तो हमारा जो दो रूम का जो हमारा फ्लैट है रहने का जो स्थान हमारा इसमें कौन सा कलयुग का प्रभाव तो नहीं आएगा।
We may not be able to drive away Kali Yuga from Dubai or whatever, the influence of Kali Yuga. But at least we will be able to drive away the influence of Kali Yuga from our little place where we live, which is good enough.
So what we have to Dubai and Shrimad Bhagavatam, in Dubai, the Kali Yuga prabhav, we can't do that in Dubai. But in our place, where we are living in 2 rooms, 3 rooms, we can't do Kali Yuga prabhav.
And that's exactly why Srila Prabhupada came to give us Srimad Bhagavatam, so that we will be immune to this influence of Kali Yuga. And here in this particular chapter, it is explained how Maharaja Parikshit was cursed by Brahmana Sringi. And this curse of Brahmana Sringi was actually instrumental for Kali Yuga to infiltrate into the fabric of this world, into this world. Kali Yuga has to be there. There is no doubt about it. And therefore, Krishna arranged this whole lila, very beautiful lila, first of all to give us the medicine against the influence of Kali Yuga, that is Srimad Bhagavatam, and second of all, he arranged this lila to allow Kali to enter into the human society.
ये बहुत ही अच्छी बहुत ही अद्भुत लीला कृष्णा रची। तो ये लीला जो रचने का पहला जो उद्देश्य था कि हम लोगों को ये जो दवाई है कलयुग का जो प्रभाव को हमें तो मुक्त रहने के लिए हमेशा उसकी दवाई है वो श्रीमद् भागवत को देना चाहते थे। तो पहला ये उनका था उद्देश्य। दूसरा उद्देश्य ये था कि कैसे ये कलयुग आए यहाँ पे
So sometimes people complain about God, he is dead and he is bad and why he is arranged these bad things. Yes, these things has to be there because people want to live in Kali Yuga. They want to fulfill all the perverted desires which are there in the heart, and therefore Kali Yuga is there, to give the expression of all these strange desires which are there in the heart. So Krishna arranged that Kali Yuga will take place, will start, but Krishna also gave along with it davai, the medicine against Kali Yuga. How Kali Yuga entered into, how the age of quarrel entered into the human society is that when brahmanas become degraded.
तो इसमें ये बताया गया है कि कैसे विभिन्न मौलों की कि जब कली कैसे मतलब उसका कली का जो आरंभ होगा कि जब ब्राह्मण के जो अधम होना आरंभ करेंगे, ब्राह्मण नीचे होना चालू करेंगे.
There is a saying that the fish start rotting from the head. It means that the degradation starts from the head. The fish starts rotting from the head. So the degradation of human society started from Brahmanas. When the Brahmanas, they violated their duty, or they started breaking their duty, or deviating from their duties, then the real degradation of the human society started. Actually, the only means to maintain proper society is when the Brahmanas and Kshatriyas, they are cooperating with each other. When the Brahmanas are doing their duties teaching people, and when the Kshatriyas are doing their duties protecting Dharma, protecting people. But when there is a competition between Brahmanas and Kshatriyas, then everything khatam ho gaya.
लेकिन अगर ब्राह्मण और क्षत्रियो में मिलाप की बात तो दूर है, अगर आपस में उनका प्रतिस्पर्धा होने लगेगी तो ये शांति पूरी खत्म हो जाएगी.
And therefore it is specifically said in this verse which we read today that Brahmana Sringi, while cursing Maharaja Parikshit for a small mistake, he committed actually a big, big mistake himself.
तो पता ही नहीं है तो परीक्षित जी अभी कलयुग का कैसे से बताया कि कैसे ब्राह्मण जो नीचे स्तर पे जाएंगे कि छोटी सी उन्होंने त्रुटि हो गई मार्ग पर उतना बड़ा उसको है ना दंड दिया गया मतलब इतनी बड़ी गलती कर दी उन्होंने.
And why did he commit this mistake? Because he was proud.
उन्होंने क्यों ये त्रुटि किया श्रृंगी ने? क्योंकि उसको अहंकार था इसके लिए.
That's the problem in Kali Yuga, that when we get little power, we become very proud. And as soon as we become proud, we misuse the power which we have. And the universal power which is there, the universal exchange which is symbolic to the power is money, actually. What is money? Money is nothing but Shakti of the Lord. In Kali Yuga, money is, you know, whatever little power you have, it's translated into the, you know, amount of zeros which you have in your bank account. If you are very beautiful in Kali Yuga, you become very rich. If you are very knowledgeable in Kali Yuga, you become very rich. If you are very famous in Kali Yuga, you become very rich. If you are very renowned in Kali Yuga, you also become very rich. All the sannyasis are very rich people in Kali Yuga. So because this is the power, money is the power in Kali Yuga. And unfortunately, as I said, when you become proud of having little power, you start misusing this power.
जैसे आपके पास जब जब भी कोई पोजीशन पोस्ट होती है तो उसका है ना उसका अहंकार होता है, वो अहंकार का नाम उसका दुरुपयोग करते हैं।
There is nothing wrong in being powerful. There is nothing wrong in power itself. Money is good. There is nothing bad in, about money. What is bad? Misuse of money.
So, brother, it's not wrong that you become very powerful, you become very big position, you become very powerful. It's not wrong. But in money, there's no wrong. Your power is your power, your position, your position. There's no wrong. But when you do it, there's everything wrong.
So this is exactly what is being described in this chapter, that little Sringi, because he had power and because he misused the power, that was he created horrible situation for himself, for the for the whole human society.
और थोड़े से दुरुपयोग करने का कारण उसने खुद के लिए इतना बड़ा तो संकट मोल लिया, पूरी जो समाज है मानव समाज उसको भी संकट में डाल दिया।
Some people, you know, some so-called spiritual people, they say, I will not touch money.
कुछ कुछ आध्यात्मिक लोग मतलब कहने मात्र के आध्यात्मिक लोग नहीं, मैं तो पैसे को तो स्पर्श भी नहीं करूंगा।
So once Prabhupada was giving lecture to Indians in Africa. There was quite a few Indians there.
तो बोलते एक बार श्रील प्रभुपाद अपना प्रवचन कर रहे थे अफ्रीका में, जहाँ पे काफी भारतीय लोग थे, वहाँ पे कुछ भारतीय काफी भारतीय बैठे थे वहाँ।
And after the lecture, one man raised his hand.
जैसे प्रवचन खत्म हुआ तो एक व्यक्ति ने अपना हाथ उठाया।
And he wanted to test श्रील प्रभुपाद.
तो वह श्रील प्रभुपाद की परीक्षा लेना चाहता था।
And he asked, Swamiji, if I give you money, will you take?
और पूछते हैं उसको श्रील प्रभुपाद को, स्वामी जी अगर मैं आपको पैसा दूं अभी तो आप ले लेंगे, उसको स्वीकार करेंगे?
एंड प्रभुपाद आंसर्स, हाउ मच?
प्रभुपाद ने उत्तर दिया, कितना लेंगे आप पैसा?
It means to say, give me all the money, I will engage in the service of Krishna.
प्रभुपाद ने बोला, आपने जितना पैसा आप लेके आओ, मैं पूरा कृष्ण सेवा में लगाऊंगा उसको।
And there is nothing wrong with it.
क्या गलत है?
What is wrong when we don't use the energy of Krishna in the service of Krishna? In fact, it is wrong if we don't use the energy of Krishna in the service of Krishna. Because this is another manifestation of pride. I'm not touching money. I don't touch money. What does it mean? It means that you are afraid to touch money. Because you know that if you touch money, you will do something wrong, so you don't touch money. And Prabhupada said, no, I'm not afraid to touch money. I will use everything. You just bring it to me. I will use it in the service of Krishna. So there is nothing wrong in having some power or knowledge which brahmanas have. But what is wrong is we use it for ourselves.
तो बोले इसमें कोई गलत नहीं है कि अगर हम पास शक्ति है, हमारा मतलब ज्ञान है बहुत ज्यादा, है ना, तो सर कोई हमें उसका नुकसान नहीं है। अगर हम नुकसान तब है जब अपने लिए इस्तेमाल करते हैं, अपने हित के लिए।
And therefore, as it is said in this verse, the Shami Karishi, the father of Sringi, he became very upset with him.
इसलिए यहाँ पे इससे पता गया इस श्लोक में कि जो उसके पिता थे श्रृंगी के, शमी ऋषि, वो बहुत ज्यादा विचलित हो गया था।
He started saying, hi, 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 hi. Pashyatap, pashyatap. He was very remorseful, very pashyatap. So, because he knew that this is a big sin, big sin. And as far as the message to us is concerned from this story is that, again, if we, due to the pride, misuse the power which we have, that's a big sin. We're making some mistakes.
So, वो शक्ति का हम अगर दुरुपयोग करते हैं तो बहुत बड़ा पाप माना जाएगा, अहंकार वश।
You know, if we curse somebody, it may not have an effect. Sometimes devotee says, I will curse you. That's somehow or other doesn't make, you know, nobody is so impressed by this. Because we are not Sringis, you know, we don't have so much power. So, it's not what is the teaching, the lesson in this story is not that we shouldn't curse anyone. Of course we shouldn't curse anyone, but the teaching is that we should not misuse the power which we have, whatever little power we have, due to the pride. Because if we have pride, it is said that the pride comes before fall. गिरने के पहले अहंकार आएगा. So it basically means if the pride is there, that the fall will be there for sure. You will fall down.
तो ये यहाँ पे बहुत ही निश्चित है हमारा गिरना, अगर हमें अहंकार है तो अहंकार है जरूर हम नीचे गिरेंगे.
So therefore, the most important quality which we have to cultivate, especially in the society of devotees, is humility.
This is सबसे महत्वपूर्ण हमें जो गुण है, गुणवत्ता का हमें अपने हृदय में उसका जागरण करना, उसकी उत्पत्ति करना है, वो हमें भक्तों के समाज में वो है नम्रता.
If we want to maintain our status in the society of devotees, if we want to maintain our devotion, if we want to maintain our level of bhakti, then the only prerequisite of it is humility, namrata. When we come to the society of devotees, we're usually very humble. We committed so many mistakes and so many sinful activities. We come to the society of devotees and we admire everyone and we think everyone is a pure devotee. In the beginning, you look in your own heart and you say, I'm dirty and everyone is just a pure devotee. Then, but then after a few years of being in Krishna consciousness, we're seeing that everyone is dirty and I'm the only pure devotee.
लेकिन उसके कुछ समय कुछ साल के बाद आप ऐसा सोचने लगते हैं कि सभी सभी लोग अभी गंदे हो गए हैं, मैं शुद्ध हो गया.
And in the beginning, Krishna gives so much bliss and to us, and the holy name gives so much response. But then, when we become senior devotees, nothing is coming anymore.
तो बोले आराम में कभी कृष्ण की तरफ से बहुत ज़्यादा हमें बहुत बहुत आनंद ही आनंद होता है जब भक्ति में आते हैं, हमें बहुत कृपा की भगवान की बहुत आशीर्वाद मिलते हैं. जैसे हम सीनियर भक्त बन जाते हैं तो ये सब खत्म हो जाता है.
सब खत्म हो जाते हैं क्योंकि हमारे हम गलती है. We commit this mistake. We somehow or other we become victim of this Kali Yuga, of these tendencies of Kali Yuga, and pride is one of the tendencies of Kali Yuga.
क्यों क्योंकि हम क्यों ऐसे होंगे? हमारा सब आनंद खत्म हो गया, भक्ति करने वाला नहीं आनंद रहता है क्योंकि हम लोग कलयुग का जो प्रभाव से कलुषित हो गया. कलयुग का प्रभाव क्या, हम गर्वित हो गए, अहंकार में आ गए, इसलिए हमारा सब खत्म हो गया.
Therefore, Srila Prabhupada explains in the purport that even in the social dealings, The humility is the best quality, not the best, the very prerequisite to enter into social interaction and the healthy social interaction.
Even Srila Prabhupada ne kai baar samjhaya hai ki even samaj mein bhi agar aap acche dhang se logon se acha vyavhar rakhna chahte hain.
Prabhupada says that even if the king is bad, still he is the king. He is Bhagavanga Pratinidhi, representative. And we have to respect him as such. He is Bhagavan. We shouldn't criticize them. Like, you know, the America. In America, everyone is just criticizing everyone. Still, if you go in Thailand and you criticize the king, you will be put in prison for criticizing the king. But if you criticize the king in America, you will become the next president. And then everyone will criticize you. That's how the law of karma works. Anyway, so just a little, I have to finish now. The very important lesson from this story is that we should become humble and we shouldn't criticize everyone, anyone. And whatever little power we have, we should use in the service of Krishna. Whether it is money, or it is some beauty, or it is some knowledge, or it is some vairagya, whatever power, little power we have, or physical strength, we should use in the service of Krishna. And develop service attitude. Dasoham, dasoham, dasoham. And then Srimad Bhagavatam will influence our heart, and ultimately the change in the heart will take place, and then we will be able to see Krishna. Without this humility, we will not be able to understand Srimad Bhagavatam, the message of Srimad
Bhagavatam.
And therefore, in the very beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam, it is said that if you want to understand Srimad Bhagavatam, only one qualification should be there. Two qualifications. Nirmatsaranam. One should not be envious or proud. Nirmatsaranam. And satam. We should be true to... We should be looking for the truth in this world. Okay, thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.